We put a motion on the county's agenda about electric vehicles, saying the county needs to do more to support the infrastructure to enable people in Kent who want to change to electric vehicles to save our environment. Because every year in Kent, 1,000 people are dying from air pollution. That's 19 a week. It's more than it being caused by a lot of other causes of death. More people than we lose to suicide, more than the number of babies we lose to cot death. 19 people dying a week is far too many. We need to do something about that. The biggest part of air pollution is vehicle emissions, and we need to push forward the time when all our cars are converted from petrol and diesel to electricity.
How do you feel it went today after you proposed this motion?
I feel the response of Conservative councillors was really disappointing. Some of them clearly didn't think the issue was important. Some of them seemed to say they thought it was important, but didn't want to actually do anything about it. And the Conservative Party amended the Liberal Democrat motion to take out all references to actually taking any action. So now the Kent's policy is simply to consider doing things. The time for consideration is over. We need to make a commitment that we're actually going to do things so that people will have the infrastructure, so the charging points where they can switch if they want to, particularly people in Kent who live in houses where there isn't off-street parking. People have to park in the road, which is a lot of Kent, because a lot of the housing here is built Victorian times or older, before the car was around, so you have to park on the road. That's a problem that can be solved. Other councils are adding charging points onto their lampposts, and we should be looking right now at doing that in Kent, because people are dying right now. We can't do this soon enough.